Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through Scripture verse by verse. Right now, we're preparing our hearts for the Advent for this Christmas season as we celebrate the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in the form of a baby. What an amazing story. We're in Luke chapter 1, verses 21 through 25 in the Amplified Version of the Bible, and it says this: "The people outside in the court were waiting for Zacharias and were wondering about his long delay in the temple. But when he did come out, he was unable to speak to them. They realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he kept making signs to them and remained mute. When his time of priestly service was finished, he returned to his home. Now, after this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months she secluded herself completely, saying, 'This is how the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked with favor on me, to take away my disgrace among men.'" Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, there's some listening today who have felt the weight of disgrace, as Elizabeth has talked about here. And it may not be because of barrenness or infertility, but it could be that something that they've been longing for that has not been fulfilled has been like an albatross around their neck, and maybe people have mocked them for it. Lord Jesus, would you please lift the head of those who feel the defeat of that? Lord, would you deal with them beautifully and bountifully? Would you look with favor upon my friend who is struggling today? Would you look on my friend who is hurting physically or is dealing with chronic illness, or the person who is battling mental illness and has just been eating their lunch? Lord, for the parent whose child is far from you, or the parent who has lost a child, I pray for mercy. I pray for those who are caring for aging parents stuck in the middle of that sandwich generation and longing to see their parents find health when it's failing. And it's not easy to love that way, to love that sacrificially, to serve and to serve and to serve. And so I pray for the caregivers today, those who are exhausting themselves for others. I pray for a special dose of your strength and your power and your perspective. Thank you that that is the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry is not said on some sort of great platform with a microphone or a video camera. The great work of the ministry is cleaning up someone after they've thrown up. It's loving someone who cannot love you back. It's preparing food for those who can no longer prepare food for themselves. It's caring for those in prison because they don't have a voice and they're locked away. These are all the parts of the kingdom that are unnoticed. But Lord, I know that you notice them. I just pray for those people today who are ministering in quiet places, that you would whisper encouragement into their ears. Lord, I pray for those who have had a hard time talking. Now with Zacharias, he encountered an angel, and so then he wasn't going to talk until after because of his encounter he wasn't going to talk until after John the Baptist was born. But some of us have lost our voices for different reasons. We're afraid to speak. We don't feel like people will listen, and we've pulled ourselves away from the world because we don't feel like what we have to say is of any import. So Lord, I pray that you would unmute those who are afraid, that you would unmute those whose voices are so desperately needed in the kingdom. I pray that you would take away the fear of proclamation, the fear of speaking up, the fear of telling stories, the real story of you, the real story of what you've done in their lives. Would you unleash them to tell the good and wonderful story of who you are in their lives? I pray for no more shrinking back, but a holy stepping out. And Lord, it's scary to do that, but I know that as we step out onto the waves like Peter did, you are there to hold our gaze. And even if we do sink, you will lift us up. So Lord, thank you that you're that kind of God, that you empower us like that. And thank you for taking away her disgrace. And I pray that you would do that for us as well. Lift lift our countenance and lift our disgrace. And thank you that everything you did on the cross is what did that and what empowered us to receive that. We have no more disgrace. We're now living in the age of grace. I thank you for that, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I hope that you are encountering Him and experiencing His presence in a really fulfilling and strong way today. Happy December 5th to you, and I hope that the busyness of this season does not pull away from the significance of it in your life. I pray you would celebrate Jesus today. Hey everyone, this World Wednesday, we actually don't have a World Wednesday, so I'm sorry for that, but I've been running out of folks to do this. So if you happen to have a friend who speaks another language or you speak a second language, I would so appreciate your help. So you can go to marriedmuth.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a little microphone, and you can actually pray the Lord's Prayer, which is a really simple prayer, in with that microphone. So if you do that, go ahead and state your name and where you're recording from, and then just go ahead and also the language you're going to be recording in, and then go ahead and record that prayer, and we'll add it at the end of another World Wednesday. Not sure if we'll have enough in August, but hopefully you'll hear this and you'll record it, and we'll start having some more World Wednesdays starting in September. So thanks so much, and I hope you have a great day.